I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
It's finally Friday. It's 5 o'clock Fridays, and we got the sticky Andy Pate, and we are.
I want everybody to know that here we are at this huge public event, and you know what you really worry about in this day and age at these huge public events? Terrorism.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And here, Dan Muir has committed an act of terrorism. Now he gave me, and I trusted him, this bottle of root beer. And I opened it, and it blew up.
I am now the root beer terrorist.
It blew up all over my arms. It came.
You know, that's why they should always check backpacks. You never know when you have exploding root beer in a backpack.
Well, now we do.
Now you do. That's right.
Now you're going to be watched. I'm going to have a drone following you everywhere you go.
Oh, great. And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Dan Muir, Andy Pate in for the vacationing John Rush. We are broadcasting live from the International Sportsman's Expo down here at the Convention Center, downtown Denver. And if you happen to be driving in, stop by the booth and say hi. We are at the Sportsman of Colorado booth, 827, I believe it is the number, if you have the map. And you might also catch my family running around. They're doing things and buying things and going. Did Mikey go fishing yet? No, you got to go do that fishing thing, bud. And joining us here in a couple minutes will be our legal expert, Kevin Flesh, is going to join us here.
Yay!
And we've also got, we've still got open lines, so you can call in 303-477-5600. It is 5 o'clock Friday, so you can give me a text. 307-282-22 is the text line.
What does Kevin have to say legally about acts of root beer terrorism?
I know, we'll ask him. We'll ask him when he comes on.
I mean, it's a growing phenomenon sweeping
really
the
is.
Country. And, well, you know, it's sweeping here.
And you're its latest victim.
I am.
You have been, oh, my gosh, peanut M&Ms. Do you know, to burn off one peanut M&M, you have to walk the length of a football field.
I did not know that. Hey, let me ask you a question. Since I'm a victim now, will the left like me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you did me a favor.
No,
I could get a scholarship.
Because you still identify as a white guy.
Yeah, but not as white because I got this root beer all over my skin.
So you need to identify as something other than a white guy, then they'll be there for you.
Okay.
They'll be right there for you.
You know, seriously, folks, please stop by and say hi to us. Dan and I have so few friends. And he has candy he's offering to children as they pass by.
And then you know what? The next break, I'm gonna have some of that candy.
That looks good.
So
I'm gonna burn this off. It's a peanut M&M. Go ahead.
Hey Charlie, will you text Steve the order of the next break since we've got to throw Bristol Cone in, just so I know how to nurture them when they're at little programming there. So
they are a great place, man. I hope a lot of people, and I'm not just saying that because they're a sponsor. They are. When I'm walking through this place, they were one of the funnest booths where people were crowding around so they could do the shooting and all that.
Yeah, they were. And Andy, so why didn't you go shooting?
Well, I had to come here, Dan.
Oh,
I was on
right.
the show.
That's right. You got to do that. So no. Okay, my family is trying to throw M&Ms at me. No, we can't do that right now. Okay, so Andy, I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead.
Socialism. And what a great, great thing socialism really is, because I've been noticing now from a lot of these students, a lot of student protests, that they say that global warming is the problem.
Oh, yes.
And that capitalism, well, how's that go? Global warming is the problem. Capitalism exacerbates the problem or something like that.
Oh, yes.
And that socialism is the answer.
We're raping the planet. That's what they say.
Through capitalism.
Right.
So then I think, you know, I think about what Trump had to say about, you know, crap countries.
Yes.
And, you know, Haiti is just such a great place to live.
Well, it's a paradise, like, I mean, Cuba.
Cuba, you know.
Yeah.
That economic juggernaut, Cuba.
Oh, that's where I go to get all my surgeries.
You know, any country that ends in Stan, not to offend any Stans out there, but, you know, pretty much they're all crap. East Crapistan being one of them.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's like...
My home is called Corystan.
Corey is a wonderful person.
Yes, she is.
She is. So Venezuelans, get this, score polluted river for lost treasure for survival.
Okay, whoa. Back up here. Venezuela is oil rich. They are soaking in the most wanted product on the planet, and you're telling me they mishandle it so badly with their socialism that people are doing what?
Yes, they are wading into the dirty brown water of the Garí, the Garí River in the Putrid Channel, snaking through Venezuela's capital, and he's hoping to scavenge for a bit of treasure. So he's hoping to find maybe an earring that got flushed down the toilet, or just, you know, an earring back, or any little bit of gold or silver that they can possibly find, you know, so they can have some money, because they are broke.
No, weren't there, didn't they have a thing going on, what was it, recently with, like, some of the educators down there, the women who were teachers, literally selling their bodies?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For sex, for money.
Yeah, for money. Not only that, along the Colombian border, the women there are cutting their hair and selling their hair for money.
Okay, I want everybody, we're going to take up an offering, get some money together, because I want, you said Colombia or Venezuela?
Well, Venezuela is the problem.
Okay, I want
Venezuela. And they're going to Colombia to sell their hair.
Okay, we are going to save up some money so we can get a Venezuelan hair wig for Dan. Because I think, Dan, I think with some Venezuelan hair, you would just look awesome.
Well, I think this is a great, great move. And I could use some hair. And from Venezuela, why not? I mean,
They're trying to live off their hair.
Black hair, you know.
I mean, outside of you, they're not going to have much of a market.
No, I would starve in Venezuela if I had to sell my hair.
Yes, you would.
I would literally starve. Not saying that everybody else isn't starving there, too.
No, I think... Yeah, look, this is ridiculous. People, it's so amazing, and this is what I tell young people, you know, because you don't want to sift through a zillion issues. Make it simple. Folks, everywhere that socialism dominates, those places people are trying to get out of to come here.
Yes.
Okay, it's that simple. You don't have to make it any more complex. They want to come here from there. So why are you trying to bring there to here?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. You know, that's like I posed this question to Andy Goss, when he was on. He's our money guy, U.S. Gold Coins. And I said, you know, and Andy's talking about how, you know, the new tax plan, Andy lives in New Jersey, and the new tax plan is driving people out of Jersey, driving people out of New York, because they can no longer, you know, deduct their state income taxes up to a certain level. You know, they were just...
Over $10,000.
You know, these guys were deducting $70,000 a year. I mean, just insane numbers.
Let me jump in for just a second.
Okay.
This is my favorite part, even above corporate tax rate drop. This is my favorite part of the tax plan, because I am sick and tired of those states making us foot the bill for their tax rate.
Oh, yeah. Why should we be subsidizing these other states for their outlandish taxes?
Oh, I love it.
It's crazy. Oh, I love it, too.
It's wonderful.
So, but here's the problem.
Go ahead.
Here's the problem is that now you've got New Jersey voters, you've got New York voters, you've got California voters moving to states like Colorado, moving to states like Texas, and what they inevitably always vote in the same garbage that they left behind.
Why do they do it, Dan? They vote in what failed. It blows my mind. Why would you? California is the worst offender. They send people all over the country. They ruin their state. They're an absolute disaster. They have no borders. They lose untold millions of jobs to illegals. Their benefits that they're giving out, their budget is a disaster. And so what do? They come here and vote in the same things. They flee there to come here.
Yeah, that's what they do all the time. All righty, Colorado Wellness Dentistry is up next. Dr. Stephen Olson. Now, Dr. Stephen Olson is my dentist. He's John Rush's dentist. He's Carla's dentist. This is the guy. He's the man, Dr. Stephen Olson. And he's got cutting-edge, leading-edge technology that he uses. One of the things that he did for me was the laser treatment on my gums when I had to have a tooth extracted. It made the healing time, I mean, it probably knocked it down by 75% of what it would normally take for something like that to heal. Contact Dr. Stephen Olson today, Colorado Wellness Dentistry, 303-953-4812.
The fact that your gums bleed every time you brush your teeth could point to problems in other areas of your body. In his dedicated effort to protect your natural teeth, therefore defending the health of your entire body, Dr. Olson remains among less than 2% of dentists in Denver to offer Lenap laser therapy. Dr. Olson understands that inflammation in one part of your body likely indicates inflammation in the rest of your body. By proactively treating inflammation in your gums, you prevent serious health threats throughout your body. With Lenap Laser Therapy, Dr. Olson and his team at Colorado Wellness Dentistry promote healing from the bone level without any painful cutting or stitching. Call 303-953-4812 to speak with a dentist who not only recognizes the link between oral care and total body health, but who also implements innovative technology daily in his practice. Mention KLZ to schedule a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Olson, either in person or over the phone. That's 303-953-4812.
Okay, Bristol Cone Shooting, our great new gun club, our great new sponsor. And we had Jacqueline Clark on in the first hour, and she's one of the owners of Bristol Cone Shooting. And Andy, we went over to their booth here at the International Sportsman's Expo. Great, great booth. You got to stop by.
Oh, my gosh, especially the families. They were just having so much fun.
I know. They got the gun simulator up there. You can pick your target. You can shoot. You can do – I mean, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Got to stop by there. However, if you can't make it to the expo, you need to go stop by Bristol Cone Shooting and ask them about their memberships. Lots of benefits come with their memberships. One of the things that you can do there is you can reserve a lane 2 weeks out. You get half price on gun rentals, all sorts of fun stuff at Bristol Cone Shooting. Give Bristol Cone a call today, 303-985-0989, and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristol Cone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristol Cone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristol Cone Shooting.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. They do everything from new wiper blades to full transmission replacement. At Larry's Auto, they're ready to help you do anything to help you maintain and repair your car. Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108. That's 303-427-2108.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back, everybody, to Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Andy Pate in for the vacationing John Rush. We are broadcasting live from the International Sportsman's Expo. And we can thank our good friend Scott Wally, the host of Sportsmen of Colorado, for getting us over here to this event. And it's been a fantastic event. We've been we got rid of all the tote bags. We've had listeners here and everywhere. However, unfortunately, Andy was the victim of terrorism.
I was.
Terrorism out of a backpack. Terrorism of the stickiest sort. Root beer terrorism. Luckily, we've got our attorney, Kevin Flesh, here now to join us. And Andy... Is there any way Kevin can help you through this?
I don't know, because Kevin, I don't want to ask, because you know this look, trusting looking gentleman, he hands me this root beer, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so. I open it up, it explodes. That's terrorism. It explodes all over and showers my arms. Is there any kind of Guantanamo or kind of thing that we can legally do to, let's put it nicely, reassign Dan?
I think there is. I think there's both civil and criminal penalties that could be a possibility here.
Yes!
See, I didn't see it happen, so I don't know who did it, but assuming your host here did it.
Well, he's shaking. I'm smelling a settlement here.
Well, no, all I simply did was hand him the bottle. That's all I did, simply hand him the bottle. Okay. Then he opened it.
It was horrible. Well, thank you. It's good to know that I'll be rich.
Yes.
And he'll be in prison.
That's exactly right.
I mean, these are the two things I've always hoped for.
You know, you got to start somewhere.
Well, great. Thanks.
This is definitely the downfall of America right here. I'm just telling you. But, hey, Kevin, so at the beginning of the expo, you gave a little bit of a talk on either gun rights, sporting. What was your talk about?
We did. We talked. It was really a fun experience. We talked a lot about just for CCW holders, for your concealed carry, what the different laws are in Colorado that you can run afoul of when you carry and you have to pull your weapon on someone and make sure that you understand the ramifications of doing those sorts of actions. And so we spent a fair amount of the seminar talking about just laws in general and how the criminal procedure works. Because, you know, Dan, you think about it, most of us who are law-abiding citizens that don't practice law, that have our concealed carry, most of us don't really know how the system works in the sense of what the crimes can be that you can be charged with. So we talked a lot about the misdemeanor charges and the felony charges, potentially, if you had shot somebody. And it was a good experience for everybody. And then we talked about intricacies of private carry, where exactly you can, if you have a private landowner that's saying you can't carry within their facility, what you can do and what things they have to prove to make sure that they...
You know, Kevin, the biggest question I've always had is your car an extension of your home? Can you carry a weapon in your car without being a concealed carry holder?
You can. The best thing to do is be a concealed carry holder, because then you don't have to worry about it, but you certainly can. Now, you have to be a little careful about open carry. You want to have it somewhere where it's not seen, especially it's county by county relating to open carry. So for Denver, for example, you can't open carry in the county of Denver.
So is your car considered open carry?
No, it's considered part of you do have a privacy right, and generally speaking, the idea is that you're moving that weapon from one place to another, so the transfer, the movement of that weapon is okay.
Any vehicle, the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Tricycle?
I suppose.
Okay.
You know. So where did you park your tricycle, Andy?
It's out back.
But anyway, okay?
No, let me ask you this, Kevin. When it comes to gun laws, what do you see gun owners dealing with more? Because like you said, we don't practice law. You do. Do you see more of where they go over and past the law because they didn't know the laws? Or do you see where they're within the law but they don't know and somebody threatens them and they find out they actually have a very good case?
What I see a lot of is prosecutors within the front range.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, not wanting to have individuals carry and protect themselves. They want us to call the police and do that. And so they're fairly highly scrutinizing the transaction where you have a weapon on you and you pull the weapon to protect yourself. Because right away when you point it at someone, that could be a menacing. It could be a situation where you're now the aggressor and you get charged with a crime. And my experience has been is that that's sort of where they start, and you have to get them off of that pedestal to say, hey, listen, this is my right to do this. And this is the ability that I have based upon my CCW.
So basically, you spend a lot of time telling people the rights they have in the face of these activists who are trying to basically take away the guns.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of times, that was the other part of the seminar, is talking about what things you can do to protect yourself. Because if you protect yourself with a weapon, you're probably going to be charged, and then you have to work your way out with self-defenses. And so the things that we talked about is really, there's two things. One, objectively, do you think that you're going to be seriously hurt by someone? Or are they threatening you in a serious way that you're concerned about serious bodily injury? Because then you can start talking about lethal force.
Right.
Because anytime you use a weapon, you point it at someone, that's lethal force. So certainly if you're not in your home, we've talked about the castle doctrine and that sort of thing, where you have the ability to not have, you don't have to retreat in your house. If you think someone's there unlawfully, that they're going to be committing a crime in your home, then you have every right to shoot and ask questions later. But you're always in a situation where a juror, 12 jurors are going to be making decisions about whether or not, if you're charged, whether or not you committed a crime. So you want to think about the reasonable person standard. What would a reasonable person do sort of objectively in that situation to protect themselves?
So if it's Andy, you just shoot until you're out of bullets.
Well, yeah.
Because you don't want to miss.
No.
I mean, you know, you just don't. I'm a pretty easy target. I'm lumbering. But, you know, you don't want to miss. Look, so basically you're probably going to win. But let me ask you this. Even if you're in the right.
Yes.
Okay, you're in your home, your whatever, your car. How long can this be tie you up in the courts? Because think about your life.
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. About 10 years ago, I had a client that was doing a neighborhood. They were basically a neighborhood police force. They were up in the mountains on the west side of Jeffco, and they had a bunch of houses. They'd had some break-ins, and so some guys in the neighborhood decided, we're going to do a neighborhood watch. And they, on one of the side roads, ran into a couple of guys. It turned out they were painters that were painting a house, but it was long ago enough that there wasn't any legal marijuana that you could be smoking. These guys were smoking marijuana in their pickup.
All right.
So these guys were trained. One was a retired SEAL, and they were trained military-wise. They took these guys out of this vehicle in a military fashion, weapons drawn, the whole thing.
Okay.
And then found out what exactly was going on. Well, these guys got upset about what happened. They called the police. The police show up, and they charge the individuals who were in the watch group. It took them about a year to get out of that. We had to go to trial on the case.
Holy cow.
Now, why were they in the right, though? Because they were in the right.
Because the argument was, at least from the prosecutors, that they didn't use reasonable force, that there wasn't a danger. Yep, there wasn't a danger to their person at the time, and that they didn't have the right to draw their weapons on these individuals to get them out of the vehicle.
Then how did they get out of it?
Because we made the argument to the jurors in Jefferson County that the police, they get their power from us, the people, and we as people have the ability to do these sorts of things, and we have the ability to do it in a reasonable fashion. We proved that they did it military reasonable, but they did it in a way that wasn't completely offensive to the jurors that had to make the decision. The jurors found them not guilty.
Okay.
Yeah. But they had to go through that whole process.
And wasn't there a risk? I mean, wasn't there a risk because you're dealing with a jury?
There's a huge risk.
That the jury
risk.
Could have simply gone the other way.
I mean, absolutely.
Was it unanimous or was it?
It has to be unanimous.
It has to be unanimous.
Yep, guilt or innocence. It has to be, or not guilty. It has to be unanimous.
That's good stuff. Hey, do you want to hang around through the break?
Yeah.
Hey, as a matter of fact, guess what? You're up next. Kevin Flesh, Flesh Law, trial tested, trial ready. Give Kevin a call. Well, not right this second because he's here with us. But I guess you got an answering machine there somewhere? Oh, it's your cell phone. Look at that. It forwards right to his cell phone.
That's me. Yep.
This is amazing.
Answering machine after the break.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Okay, so Kevin Flesh, trial tested, trial ready, 303-806-8886. And be sure to tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
Thank you for calling Gigantic Insurance Corporation. How can I help you?
Yes, I was in a car accident. I need to make a claim. I was injured pretty badly, and my car's totaled. I didn't call a lawyer yet. I called you first.
Yes, you made the right decision. Lawyers just make things so much slower and more complicated.
Oh, good. That's what I thought. I just want to get this over with and move on. I mean, you are my insurance company. It's your job to help me. That's why I give you so much money every month, right?
Exactly. And we'd never use that money to pay our lawyers to make sure you get the least amount of money possible and then use the rest of your money to pay for a huge ad campaign with a cartoon spokesperson.
Yeah, that's what your cartoon spokesperson told me too. So, about my claim?
Don't let the insurance company take advantage of you. When you are in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law first before you call the insurance company. Kevin knows how to navigate the maze the insurance companies create to minimize your claim. No matter what the animated spokesperson on the TV commercial says, insurance companies are not on your side, and quick settlements can cost you a lot of money. If you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-808-8886 and make sure that you get the full value of your claim.
You know, it's obvious to me that Andy needs Grandma's handyman. I mean, he can't even open up a bottle of pop without it spilling all over himself. So if you're kind of like Andy and you're just not real handy, but you need some work done around the house, Grandma's Handyman is the company to call, 303-693-3003 or grandmashandyman.com.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business and sometimes finding work. is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003, or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back, everybody, to Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Yes, Andy?
Dan, when you're in prison because of what you did to me, I mean, will Grandma's Handyman be able to handle all those things at your home that you can no longer handle because, well, you know, you're going to have other people and guys who find you very, very attractive.
I mean, this is a really scary thought.
This is what's coming because of what this act of terror that you committed on me.
Yeah, it looks like I'm actually the one that's going to need the services of Kevin Flesh. I'm going to need a really good defense attorney, and he is the man. And you're listening to Rush to Reason. Damn, you're Andy Pate. In for the vacationing John Rush, along with us is our attorney, Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law Firm. And we're talking about guns, since we're at the International Sportsman's yep. Expo, talking about gun rights. You know, one of the other things, too, that I was curious about, Kevin, is, you know, when you take a firearm camping, so are there certain rules and laws and things here in Colorado that somebody should be aware of?
Yeah, so the most important thing is where you're camping and whether you're on a federal facility or not. That's, you know, some of the Rocky Mountain National Park, for example, you can't carry within the park.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're not able to. Same thing with Yellowstone. They don't allow you to have weapons there.
How can they do that constitutionally? Why is that? That's federal land. I mean,
it's federal land, but the Congress has decided that certain parts of the federal lands you're not able to carry on.
Wow. Yeah.
So if I'm being attacked by a mountain lion or something and I shoot it, I'm in trouble.
Yes, you are. In those areas. Now, most of the places, BLM land, regular state land, all of those sorts of things, most of the national land that's in Colorado, you are able to carry on, and it's not a big deal. And of course, people hunt on it all the time, that sort of thing. But you've got to be careful about the more popular sort of tourist destinations. They're very, very much aware and have that regulated relating to. And it's the old debate of where exactly you draw the line relating to taking someone's ability to carry.
So then that really proves as to why in bear poop in those areas that you find granola and whistles.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's just, you know, that's it.
I just can't understand why your right to defend yourself is curtailed anywhere. I don't get it.
I agree with you. Now, if you've read the most recent Heller decision, you know, out of D.C., they put a fine point on it where we're able to carry, but there's still some regulation that's allowed. And they leave that open for interpretation. And I think that's going to be the next thing that happens relating to the next state or the next, you know, the next university or something else, that there's something that comes up and there's someone that is standing to bring the issue up. And we're just going to have to wait and see how that comes out.
Okay, so let's say you're at a park or one of these things and it's a state, it's not fed. And to what level can you defend yourself? I mean, how much use of force? When? I mean, here's what I worry about. Since I don't know the law like you, and I don't have Kevin Flesh in my head everywhere I go.
I try, but I just don't.
You know? And so I don't want to be second guessing everything I do at that moment when I'm being threatened.
So are we talking about in a situation where a human being is threatening you, or are we talking about animals?
Let's do human being first.
Okay, so the human beings are pretty easy because, generally speaking, if you're out in the wilderness, it's much like anywhere else. You have to have some sort of objective reason to believe that there's going to do something to you seriously.
Okay.
So serious bodily injury, some either imminent or it's actually happening. Somebody is physically doing something to you at the moment, you have the right to respond.
And you're innocent until proven guilty in that regard, right? They have to prove that you did not have a threat.
Correct.
Right. It's not like you have to prove you had a threat.
Right. But they can still make the allegation, and you're then defending yourself in the situation.
Okay.
But you're presumed innocent. No, there's no question about that. The presumption is still there. The issue is that, right?
Well, I got to be honest, Kevin. No, you're right. But look, with all the sexual harassment claims and all this,
yeah,
it seems like innocent until proven guilty in this country just got reversed last year.
I would agree with you. If you can get four people to say it happened, then even if it didn't happen, then it did.
Right. And so that's why I would kind of worry about, you know, getting in front of that jury or whatever.
Well, and I think that that's a really good, responsible way to look at it, in the sense of, when you're carrying, am I ready and prepared to respond and make sure you understand exactly what you're saying? So in your situation, because you're uncomfortable with sort of the standard and everything else, then people have to make a decision. Well, is this where I want to be, in a situation where I'm carrying? Because if you are, then you have to be ready. There's a lot of practice that goes into it, because you get into those situations where you've got to make that split-second decision, what a reasonable person would do that most reasonable people haven't been trained to respond.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, those are hard decisions.
Well, you know, that's why you need to go to places like, you know, Bristol Cone Shooter,
right,
our new sponsor, and get these classes.
That's true.
Get these advanced classes, self-defense classes, because it's one thing to have the permit. It's another to know what to do with the weapon.
That's exactly right. And practice in small quarters. We've got all kinds of different places. When you come down to the ISE show, there are lots of booths here of people talking about doing this sort of shooting arrangement.
Well, it's almost like I drew on Scott because he was stealing my M&M's.
Yes.
I mean, he almost, I mean, I was,
right,
I mean, you know, but I restrained.
You know, you've already gone down that slippery slope. You might as well just keep going.
Well, Dan was just started frothing at the mouth and looking at Scott like a fleeing suspect. It was really kind of cool to watch. Okay, what about animals?
All right, so animals are interesting, because wild animals.
How do I prove that fluffy little rabbit was posing a threat? And that's why I blew it halfway across the county.
You know, it's not necessarily the puffy little rabbit. It's going to be the bear,
right,
or it's going to be some other sporting species that's out of season, and you're going to have to show that there was a reason, there was a threat to you before you shot them. We're talking about wild animals.
Right.
Domesticated animals are different, in the sense that you're domesticated animals are considered just property between you and I. So I'll give you an example. I represented a guy who shot a bunch of buffalo, his neighbor's buffalo, up in South Park, because they kept coming on his land.
And those are considered domesticated.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're dangerous.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that he was having a problem with, is the fact that he had put the other landowner on notice that owned these animals. If you let them on our property, I'm going to shoot them.
Okay, let me throw one at you.
Yeah.
Pit bulls.
Yep.
They are very dangerous.
They are, in most cities.
And they can be wonderful, too. They can be wonderful, too. But they're very – a pit bull, if it gets a hold of you, you're dead. Okay, so what are you going to do?
Well, in the situation where you believe the pit bull is out, for example, and it's coming after, you have every right to use lethal force against it and kill the pit bull.
Okay.
And because most towns, most cities, and most counties have designated that particular breed of dog as a dangerous animal.
All right.
Yeah, so in those situations, certainly – I mean, certainly, again, we come back to, you're going to be in front of 6 or 12 people that are going to be looking at your actions and saying, would I have done that in that same or similar situation, and make a determination. But generally speaking, you've got the law on your side relating to a dangerous animal like that.
Okay, what about an angry wife? Or in Dan's case, angry co-host? What, you know, something that you might have to deal with that really presents a threat.
The angry wife is going to be a difficult one, generally speaking.
Well, that's one I would just rather lose.
Yeah.
I would let her win, you know, take your shots, whatever, just, you know, that's it.
I just run directly to the nearest, you know, place where I can buy jewelry.
Yeah, we call those battered men's shelters.
Yes,
the jewelry store.
Well, this is great. No, seriously, because so many of us, we want to arm ourselves, we want to protect ourselves, but for crying out loud, we're not legal experts. We don't want to master all of the law or be second-guessing ourselves while we're trying to defend ourselves.
You know, it's just got to totally be the last resort.
It does. It really does. I mean, that's the thing that you're going to want to, in your training, it's sort of, that's what you do, especially when you're not in your home, is recognize what's going on, making sure that the people understand that you're armed, retreating to some degree to make sure that they're not still coming at you. They're still coming at you, then you have every right to use that weapon. I mean, it's that sort of step progression that you go through. You can't do it with the bear or the mountain lion.
You know, some of the training I've even had is, you know, even if sometimes if you have to pull out your weapon, use the handle.
Right.
Knock him in the head.
Yeah.
You know, the last thing you want to do is fire that guy.
Right.
So you're saying that I can't just use the CU student kind of ideology and say somebody was offensive to me.
No.
So I shot them.
Yes. I think the majority of Colorado, even though we think it's going more towards the Democratic side, would say that was wrong.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. So when you're in those federal lands,
yes.
especially like the ones what'd you say?
Rocky Mountain National Park,
one of those. How do you defend yourself against a wild animal or something if you can't have your gun?
They allow you to have spray. They allow you to have bear spray and other.
Does that even work?
That people say it does. I would be a little concerned about it, but if you read the studies, they do say that it works pretty well.
I hold up a picture of Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, that usually works.
Bears have just torn off. They've literally taken out whole sections of the forest, rampaging away.
Of course, you know, this is where the Coward's Creed might actually save you.
Right.
He who runs fastest lives to run another day. So you might be the one just taking off and. I always tell my kids, you know, sorry, I'm faster than you. That bear, you know, you're barefoot.
You always want to have one person with you that's slower than you are.
so that's like carrying a gun. That's great advice.
Yes. That's right.
So that's why every time I go off to the woods, I bring somebody with crutches. Yeah, sure. You'll be fine.
When I go with Dan, he always makes me wear these incredibly heavy shoes, and I never knew why. No, I do.
Yeah, now you do. Hey, Andy, can you carry the backpack?
Yeah, okay.
Gosh, you're great. Great. Yeah, it's full of lead.
We're friends, right, Dan?
It's full of lead and food that bears love, like Twinkies.
That's good. Thank you.
That's really good. Kevin, man, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Okay, up next is Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster. And, you know, Dennis values you with your time, with your money, and with your wallet. And they're not going to do any repair that doesn't need to be done. However, the repairs that do need to be done are going to be done economically and done right. Extreme Auto Repair, 10274 South Transville Road in Parker, 303-841-1071.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops, for example, will go ahead and say, replace your belts, only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check at no extra charge. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become, so Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention, so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
And Bruce Simmons is Rush to Reason's reverse mortgage specialist. And if you're 62 years or older and you have some equity in your house or you know, are looking at doing some things that that you'd like to free up the money, Bruce Simmons can help you with a reverse mortgage. Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage, 303-467-7821.
Bruce Simmons, KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, conducts business in person because you, the homeowner, deserve to understand the process. Bruce gladly meets you in your own home, at a local restaurant, or wherever you prefer so that you may ask questions in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Your reverse mortgage allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into cash, potentially increasing your retirement resources by hundreds of thousands of dollars. You must interact face-to-face with your lender in order to fully grasp how the loan works. After dealing exclusively in reverse mortgages for nearly 15 years, Bruce knows that a phone conversation does not provide the same sense of security, and Bruce wants you to feel entirely at ease while you explore the details of your unique loan. Call 303-467-7821 to schedule a meeting with KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist. You will make a decision with complete confidence because you speak directly with Bruce.
Okay, so Life Choices, our great pro-life pregnancy center, is having a sharpshooter competition to raise money for their services coming up Saturday, February 10th at 5:30. Now, here's what you do. Is you go down to Bristol Cone Shooting, you practice up, and then you head over to this great event for Life Choices. Now, it does cost $85 per shooter, but once again, this is a fundraiser. But if you go online and use the promo code KLZ560, you'll get $5 off. Grab the family. I had my family at this event 2 years ago. It is absolutely outstanding. You register by going to lifematters.org, or you give them a call at 970-461-5050 and tell them you heard it on Rush to Reason.
Life Choices offers frightened young women the chance to choose. A teenage girl facing an unplanned pregnancy feels like she's been scooped inside of a tornado. Suddenly, her future seems to have been torn from her fingers and swept away forever. She wonders if she'll be able to go to college or even finish high school. Any career goals vanish into the vortex of this new, terrifying reality. She can't think, she can't breathe, and she can't imagine telling her parents. Abortion feels like her only recourse. When she calls the Life Choices hotline, she hears a calm, compassionate voice. A Life Choices volunteer gently guides her out of emotional turmoil, and together they discuss the options available to her: parent, adopt, or abort. Each one involves real, practical consequences, and Life Choices helps her to make a rational, informed decision. After more than 25 years of service, Life Choices has never met a woman who regretted choosing life. Give her the chance to choose. Donate today at lifematters.org.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Each week, we'll bring you local outfitters and experts on how to make your next outdoor adventure a success. Looking for a place to hunt on your own? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. And we'll also get you ready for the upcoming big game season. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to the final segment of Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Andy Pate in for the vacationing John Rush. And Andy, so how do you kind of want to wrap things up for this this Friday? You know, we've covered a lot of ground.
Well, first of all, I've noticed that there are 7 flies now stuck to my arm. That, you know, not that I'm blaming you, because you know you're a fine man. Okay, you know, well, I'm actually excited about a movie coming out next week.
Oh, what's that?
Den of Thieves. Den of Thieves, and it's about this group of guys who are compulsive bank robbers, and then this hard-nosed group of guys who bust them. And when they bust them, they just say flat out, "We're not gonna arrest you. We're just gonna kill you." And yet they work with like a task force going after these robbers. So
this sounds like a guy movie.
This sounds like a guy movie.
And by, yeah.
And unlike the Liam Neeson movie, which I got to be honest, was a bit of a yawner until the second half. This one looks fun. This looks a lot of fun. So there we go.
All right, so that's the one we're going to be reviewing for next week.
That's one. So I'll have to come up with another one. I don't know what.
Okay, did you Paddington?
No, I didn't do Paddington.
You talked about doing Paddington.
I talked about it. By the way,
because I'm going to take Mikey to Paddington.
Rumor is it's very left wing. I'm not kidding.
But we love the bear Paddington.
I'm just telling you. The rumor is they went very left wing with it.
Ah, that's too bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's why I didn't go see The Post. The Post, which came out with Tom Hanks and all that. I'm just thinking, look, we have a conservative audience. They're conservative like me, by and large. Okay? If you go to The Post, then you are just going to get brutalized. Okay? I mean, if you want that, go ahead, because you're going to see some fine acting. But these are people who make huge speeches about how they literally hate Donald Trump. And these are the stars and the directors and all the people making that movie. And the movie, even in the previews, is left-wing. So it's just kind of like, you know, you're asking for it.
Well, it was definitely a left-wing organization. But quite frankly, they were going after a left-wing president.
Yeah, but they talked a lot about how Nixon was covering it and going after them. And Nixon was, I know. I just have a feeling that it's not good.
No, it's probably not. And you're right. It's probably once first when I looked at that, I thought, man, this, because I love history, and I love that era.
Right.
And so it looked like something I might want to go see, but I really, if they're not objective, I don't want to see it.
This is something that drives me crazy. I love the ability of Tom Hanks as an actor.
Yeah.
You know, and now and then he can still do something non-political.
I mean, Sully, he was great.
Right. Fairly apolitical that he can do, but more and more he won't. He's an activist on screen now, and this is what he wants to do. And it's just like, dude, whether you're left wing, right wing, whatever wing, entertain. People are paying a lot of money for these tickets. They don't want to think about this stuff. They want to go have some fun. And I just wish that more of these great, talented people, you know, De Niro. I don't even know that De Niro could make a movie that isn't just a march on Washington right now. I mean, I don't think he could do it. So, you know, it's getting kind of frustrating.
No, that is really frustrating. So, okay, so what's
Den of Thieves, though.
Den of Thieves.
Let's hope it's good.
Okay, so, you know, Andy, I was thinking about that, too. Are there any good indicators out there? Let's say you just want to go out and say you missed Andy Pate's movie reviews.
Uh-huh.
What kind of indicators are out there so you don't end up at one of these, like The Post, where you just want to shoot yourself, right?
Not much.
Or maybe even Paddington. You know, I really want to take Mikey owns Paddington Bears. We saw the first movie. We loved it. So, you know, is this really left-wing indoctrination, this movie?
Well, that's what some of the reviews are indicating. I have not seen the movie, so they could be wrong. I don't know. So I'm speaking third hand here.
Okay.
Second hand, third hand. But it's possible. You know, obviously, the only political reviews I know of are mine.
Okay.
So every week, that's why I try to do two movies a week.
Okay. You know, I want to wrap things up by, once again, and a lot of people don't like how he said it, but I think he's absolutely right. And that's Donald Trump's comments on these third world countries.
He is right.
I think he's spot on. I mean, I don't know anybody that would want to live there. You know, and the other thing of it is, too, is I think a lot of these third-bit dictators or these lousy governments that run these countries like them this way. I think they absolutely like it this way. They like their people living in squalor, or whatever you want to call it. They like it because they're never going to change it.
And Democrat Congress people, and I mean this, Democrat politicians like voters who are used to living in squalor.
Yeah,
they like those people coming because they're used to having government tell them what to do. They're used to not acting on opportunity and creating the greatness that is within them. All people have greatness within them. But if you've spent your life being trained not to pursue greatness, not to pursue opportunity because you're terrified of it and you got to be cared for, oh my gosh.
Well, that was the whole problem when the Soviet Union was somewhat liberated. People didn't know how to take care of themselves.
Right.
People didn't know how to work.
Exactly.
People didn't know how to be productive. Because, you know, there was an old saying back in the Soviet Union, you know, we pretend to work, they pretend to pay us.
Yes.
You know, and that mindset continues on if you don't have the proper training. You know, one of the real interesting things was the president of the Czech Republic. So they had these university professors come from the United States, and they were hoping to learn about Americanism, about, you know, Jeffersonianism, about a republic, about free markets.
Right.
Instead, these university professors came in and started teaching these people who lived under communism the virtues of communism.
Right.
And they basically threw them out of the country. They said, this is absurd.
Yeah. I mean, and this is the thing. What blows my mind right now is here we have proof positive, right? We had this big tax break, corporate tax break, right? Corporations, they got their taxes. And look at all the people, all the Walmart employees. Literally, I think we're over a million employees already nationwide who are getting bonuses, raises, all kinds of great things from it. And yet still much of America doesn't believe it's affecting them. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
Because they were told for 8 years, this is the new normal. You cannot succeed. You cannot live. If we don't take care of you, white man going to keep you down, and you're going to, this is what's going to happen to you, and you have to be cared for by us. And now they still won't believe that the good stuff is happening. Little by little they are, but it's going to take a while.
Well, has the mainstream media really squelched the good news of what's going on with these businesses? I mean, you know, how can they say that when you got the evil corporations now not being so evil?
I know. Well, by not saying anything.
Yep. Yep.
That's how. By not saying anything. When you own, look, remember now, the mainstream, the media, and this includes Fox News, 24-1 their donations went to Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Okay, getting room
How
together.
How can you call that an objective press?
No, you can't. So a 24-1 group, and I tell young people, I say, just imagine if you've got you and a friend and a person at school and you disagree on something, and everybody aligns 24-1 with them over you, even though you're right, do you have any chance?
No.
Okay, so do you think that with 24-1 stories, do you think you're getting the straight scoop on what this president is doing?
Absolutely not.
It's impossible.
The silence is deafening as to what's going on. I mean, when
ISIS is gone.
Yeah, I know. When have you turned on the news and heard that?
Oh, my gosh. ISIS is virtually gone. We were told a year or two ago ISIS was almost unbeatable, that we were going to have to, you know, completely change our approach to all these countries and basically make some sort of peace with them and all this. Now they're gone. There's nothing to make peace with except pieces.
You know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, these tax breaks, you know, they were saying it's going to help nobody but the wealthy. Look at how people have already gotten the raises, you know, like you said, the bonuses.
Right.
The economic growth alone, if they would have, let's say they would have done just two things. Let's say they would have just lowered the corporate income tax.
Yeah.
And stop the subsidies of the high tax states.
Yeah, SALT. Right.
That would have been enormous.
That alone would have been enough.
That would have been enough. And people would have seen, for lack of a better term, the trickle down of all that. Because it's real, it's there.
Even it's lowering taxes on the wealthy is great. You tell any young person three things. Number one, do you want your boss to be poorer? Number two, do you want your best customers to be poorer at your job? Number three, do you want all of your customers' bosses to be poorer? They'll say no.
Nope. That's it. That's it, Andy. Great point. Okay, Andy, thank you. You'll be with me again next week.
I will.
We'll be talking movies and stuff. And thank you, John Rush, for trusting us with your show. Thank you, Scott Wiley, for getting us into this expo. And join me tomorrow for Drive Radio. Jeff Kitty and I will be answering all of your car care questions. And keep it tuned right here to KLZ 560. Damn, you are in for John Rush. Have a great afternoon.